From the internet, to your ears, this is RFD.
Alert! 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 Wake up! Wake up! Do you understand what's happening out there?
I don't know about you, but I want to party. I want to rock the house. I want to take care of business, if you know what I mean, and I hope you do. So buckle your belts, grab your hats, zip your pants, and hoist your bats. We got some rocking to do tonight.
Welcome to the Stephen Roy Show. It's the Stephen Roy Podcast and Rumble in just a bit. I am your host, the Stephen Roy. Yes, that's my real name. It is Saturday, January 4th, 2025. I had to think about it for a second. The year of our Lord, 2025. Mixer's wigging again. So what happens when you buy only the best. I almost said that with a straight face. It's great to be with you here. It is. Got a song to play for you in just a bit. No, it's not new, but I've never played it on the show. D asked me to play it for her. It's the story of her and I, although I don't know if she'll admit it or not. Look at this. This isn't that input of the mixer, because it's not working. I'm going to try. Turn this up, turn this down. Okay, now it's better. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I don't know. Let's go ahead and do the Rumble. Hope you and yours had a happy new year. We had a good one. We stayed up. We went crazy. Stayed up till 11 when the ball dropped on the East Coast. 12 Eastern, 11 our time, 11 Central. And then we went to bed, and then we chillaxed on New Year's Day. It's wigging out again. Oh, well, I'm not stopping. I don't think it's the computer. I think it's a cable on going to this mixer. Now my iPad shut off. There we go. So let's go ahead and do the Rumble. Take the headphones off, as I always forget, and check my positioning. And try not to put my finger in the camera again. Let's do it. Let me take a drink of coffee. I haven't been coughing, so hopefully I won't. Welcome to the Rumble. It is the Rumble, the Stephen Roy Rumble for January 4th, the year of our Lord, 2025. I know, can you believe it? One of my ex-followers posted today, in 5 years, it'll be 50 years since the 80s. Think about that. 50 years since the 80s. I'm going to turn this light up a little bit. Been playing with my new ring light that my family was so gracious to give me. I think it has made the video look better. On the Rumble, look at the camera thing over there. Look at the camera. So only 50 years, you know, since the 80s. That makes me old. I am 58, and I'm not as scared to admit it. Feel like I'm 16 sometimes. Well, you know, I don't like the term New Year's resolution, but I made one, and I'm mostly doing good during the week. This morning I pigged out. My New Year's resolution is to lose 100 pounds. By 2026. Yeah, I ask you not. I'm not quite 100 pounds overweight, but pretty close to it. And I'm not happy about that. So that's my goal for 2026, to lose 100 pounds. So what we're doing is intermittent fasting. So on weekdays, New Year's Day notwithstanding, the Christmas holiday notwithstanding, on regular work days, we don't eat during the day. We start out the day with a protein bar. At lunch, have a protein shake, plenty of liquids through the day. I did have a few pistachios and a probiotic yogurt drink yesterday during the day. And then at night, we have a regular supper. Last night, I barbecued. Okay, in Texas, we don't call it barbecued. Texas barbecue is something totally different. Barbecue is slow-cooked meat, which I love. Absolutely love it. In fact, that's what we had for our Christmas dinner on Christmas Eve. That's when my family celebrates Christmas, the birth of Christ, on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, but David, that's not really the birth of Christ. It was January.
Okay, it might have been in January, but it's when we celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we went to church. My brother-in-law came to church with us for the first time since I've lived here, and that was awesome. Had a great service. The saddest part was it's the last one for our pastor. He's moving to a much larger church a couple hours north of here. So I wish the best for Matt and Robin. They're awesome. I mean, Matt baptized me in this church in January of 2023. Dee and I were married by Matt in my first Christian wedding last year. And I mean, I hadn't been to church in 17 years before I went to this church. And Pastor Andy preached that he is the same God today, tomorrow, the same God he's always been, the same God he always will be. And that is so true. So when people tell me how bad things are in their lives, I tell them, look, I know how you feel. I moved all over this nation, literally. I've lived all over the United States. I was always searching for a better job, better place to live, better relationship. And what did I find out? That the only peace and joy that I have ever had in my life is from God. That doesn't come from possessions. That doesn't come from winning the lottery, although I do have tickets for tonight's Powerball. And Pastor Matt and Andy both say, hey, you win, you need a tithe. 10% needs to go to the church, which I think is awesome. So let's go ahead and talk about what's been happening. There's a lot of stuff going on the X, where you can join me at Stephen Roy Radio. Got 6,033 followers as of this morning. At Stephen Roy Radio is where you can follow me. So let's go here and click on replies before I mess it up again. I talked about a lot of things in last week's show. I talked about H-1B visas. Now, I have no problem with bringing somebody here because they really are a skilled worker. What I really have a problem with is bringing in foreign workers so you can replace American citizens, yet only pay these foreigners half as much. That I have a serious problem with. I told the story online and got like 15,000 views, which is awesome. Southern California Edison years ago laid off their IT staff and replaced them with foreign workers. Now, the IT workers, and this is like, I don't know, 20 years ago, they were making $80,000 a year. That's good money 20 years ago, not today. It's okay money today, but it was really good money 20 years ago, and they replaced them with workers from like Asia and India. I don't know, Asian as in Southeast Asian workers, the Chinese workers, Indian workers. They replaced these IT workers, and they had to train their replacements. If they did it, guess what? No severance package, no retirement. If they're near retirement, then it's worth it to even get early retirement. It has been offered to me once or twice. Well, it's not worth it because I'm 58. So I'm several years, almost 10 years from retirement. Since our lame A government decided to raise the age of retirement. Used to be 65. I think it's like 67 now. If you want to get full Social Security benefits. Well, guess what? Illegal aliens are coming to this country and they're making more than senior citizens. See what happens when I get excited? The moment they walk across the southern non-border and the northern non-border, they get more benefits than senior citizens. That's bull feces. It is. All right. So that I do have a problem with. And even Elon Musk has replaced American workers with foreign workers to pay them less. That is wrong. I don't give an F what anybody says. It's wrong. unfathomable the things that have been happening in Michiganistan. Governor Whitless is a criminal. I mean, there's no other way to describe it. The fraud in the elections that she's presided over have been criminal. What she did during the Rona was criminal. And it just never ends. Heather writes this. Over the past 2 years, the lefties in Lansing have hiked your income tax while blowing through a $9 billion surplus in Michiganistan, leaving Michiganistan with unreliable energy at a significantly higher cost and record high corporate subsidies with only a 9% job creation rate. You know what that reminds me of? Reminds me of Skankafornia. They've shut down plants, power plants, yet French Laundry Gavi says he's going to have all electric cars by like 2030. I got a news for you, French Laundry Gavi. Here's a news flash from your Uncle Steven. If you don't generate more power, you can't have electric cars. Even here in West Texas, people have been warned in the summertime or even in the winter. Oh, you need to conserve power. Most unreliable power company that I know of in this area is Lubbock Power and Light, LP&L. Power goes off all the time for no reason, no good reason. And supposedly, they have several different sources of power they get from the outside world. And I remember rolling blackouts not that long ago. Now, my power never went off because I am not on LP&L. I'm on a power cooperative, a co-op. So my power has, I think it's went off like once or twice since I've lived in Southwest Texas. I only remember one time in Southwest Texas and once in Southwest Lubbock is where I lived. Only had one power outage I remember lasted like 30 minutes from a lightning strike. Lightning strike, boom! And then, bam! I heard a transformer blow up and then power was off. And within like 30 minutes, it was back on. Now, power went off here, oh, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks ago. And it wasn't off long, but who knows why? I mean, who knows? Even our cooperative. And you don't expect power to be reliable 24/7, 365, but it needs to be 99% of the time. Now, I could live without power for a short period of time if I had to. But what if somebody was on like a breathing machine or something like that that absolutely had to have power? It would be bad. I'm not going to mention everything that's on the X, but you can check it out at Stephen Roy Radio. I post funny stuff all the time too, which is hilarious. Here shows Cackling Cammy. Cackling Cammy, the loser of the last presidential election. It shows a comparison of this border czarina and Tom Homan, who is awesome and is going to be a great border czar. And Dee was asking last night, why do they call him czars? I said, she's like, where does that come from? And I'm like, Russia? Tsarist Russia? And then I looked it up, and you know how many czars that have been since FDR was president? I mean, there's been like 2,500 czars. It's not new. It's not new. And what it is this is an appointed position that does not have to be confirmed by the Senate. That's why they call him a czar. Now, I reported, I don't know, 2 or 3 years ago, I mean years ago, about rape gangs in two places, in the Ununited Kingdomistan and in the Nederlands. There are rape gangs that have been unprosecuted for political correctness. Well, we don't want to... I know they're grooming girls and raping them, but we don't want to upset anybody. We don't want to be accused of being racist. Oh, no. So you let muzzies rape girls. There's Pakistani rape gangs. I mean, what the F? That's not okay. Send them back to wherever the F they came from. Yet this has been going on for many years in the UK. Alexander posts this. Let's get one thing straight. The Pakistani rape gangs were not protected by some misguided bad law. They were protected by social justice ideology. The left-wing fear of being called racist. Virtue-obsessed moral busybodies threw children to the wolves to avoid being called names. Can you imagine? What pathetic cowards. They should be stunned. They should be shunned. And yes, they should be shunned. And you know what? The same S is happening here. When in the UK, you get punished more for saying something against the government. You get like, you know, 18 months in prison. And then you rape, a muzzy rapes a woman, and he gets probation. What the F is up with that? We've got one six American patriots that have been in prison for, what, 4 years? And that's okay? And yet you have politicians, rich pedos, raping women and little girls and boys, and that's okay. You got bribe and showering with his granddaughter, with his own daughter. I mean, that's just sick. Sick. Nobody slips tongue with their granddaughter. Makes me want to vomit. That man is a pedo. Yes, he is. He's a sexual predator. And guess what? The entire Me Too movement was destroyed just to install Bribin like a commode. Oh, and so shocker. Here's a shocker for you. Here's a news flash from your Uncle Steven. He's been a dementia patient since before he was installed like a commode in 2020. Shocker! We know damn well that man was never in charge. There's been a Malbama behind the curtain doing his bathhouse very best to destroy this nation, and he still is today. Still, until the moment that President Trump is inaugurated, is sworn in as President of these United States, they will continue to do their best to try and destroy this nation, which means they need to go to jail for treason, because that's what it is. When you deliberately promote the bribe invasion bloodbath, when you deliberately bring people in here to rape and murder women and children, when you deliberately allow the importation of fentanyl to murder hundreds of thousands, over 100,000 people in the United States die every year from fentanyl. I predict it's closer to 1 million people that have died at the hands of illegal aliens, children. Oh, 350,000 children have just gone missing. No, they're not missing. They're either in child slavery, either sexual slavery or forced labor, or dead. And that blood is on the hands of you if you supported these idiots in the slide house. That's right. You have blood on your hands if you support these leftist idiots. If you didn't stand up and voice your opposition like I have since the get-go. You know, I started this journey in 2012 when Malbama was running for re-election. That's why I left the Republican Party when Mittens ran such a wimpy-ass campaign. It made me ill. You know, he goes out in the first debate and he whips Malbama's ass. And then he's told, "Oh, you have to be more gentle. You can't do that." And it reminds me of John McShane before him. Well, I'm not going to use the name Hussein to indicate that he's truly a muzzy. No, no, I'm never going to attack him for that. No one's ever going to attack him for sitting in the pew of a racist, anti-American, a bigot pastor. That's what he is. It's not United States of America. It's the GD America. The heck is that? What pastor would possibly say that? I don't think so. You know, if that dude's supposed to be a Christian, how about you preach love and how we love one another? I can honestly say, I don't hate anybody. I don't hate Bathhouse Barry for trying to destroy this nation. I don't hate his husband, Michael. Don't hate him, even though they hid the fact that he's a tranny and murdered Joan Rivers for exposing it and saying he's gay. Hey, you know, I don't hate them for that, even though it's murder. I don't even hate Killery. And how many people has she murdered? You know, there's like 100 people connected to Kill Bill and Killery that have been Arkansided. That's right, Arkansided. including Jeffrey Epstein. If I was P. Diddy, I'd really be afraid that I'm going to be Arkansided like Epstein was. No, Epstein didn't kill himself. It's just stupid. I love photo bombs. This is a good one. Let's see if I can get it so you can see it. See the guy hanging off the building and a pigeon photobombs the picture? That's just so great. And now I pushed the wrong button. Are you surprised? No. All right. Let's cruise down to the photobomb and then keep going. You know, it's really laughable that the demented one gave the lizard a medal. You know, what is the medal for? Trying to destroy this nation? You sat on evidence that basically would have exonerated all the 1/6 American patriots that are sitting in the scary face political gulag, and yet you suppressed that evidence so that you could make yourself look good politically. That is a criminal. That is treason. And she deserves the popo perp walk to the pokey, along with all these other criminals, like the Hobbit in Arizona Stan, who had massive fraud election in 20, 22, and 24, like Christopher Rain Man in the three-letter acronym, who's used his brown shirts. Yeah, the first thing I said is true. He used his brown shirts to go after American patriots. That's criminal. Attorney General Elephant Man that allowed the persecution of President Trump. In fact, that judge, murky one, whose daughter received tens of thousands of dollars in payoffs from leftist Dems, that should disqualify you, don't you think? That dude, he's going to sentence President Trump on January 10th. Not prison time. Why? Well, that's so they can call him a felon. Yeah. Well, I got news for you there from your Uncle Steven. Here's a news flash for you. There are payoffs every day. Congress has a slush fund where they can pay off everyone that they have raped and sexually assaulted and pedophied. They have a slush fund, and it's not going away. It's still there. So they can still pay off people that accuse them of doing bad stuff. Well, that needs to be exposed. And let me tell you, it does need to be exposed. Mm-hmm. Not going to read that. This is a good one. Normal adults don't tell kids to keep secrets from their parents. Normal adults... The light is washing it out. Normal adults have no inclination to talk to 5 to 9-year-olds who are not their children about sex and gender switching. Perverts and predators do. Groomers talk to children about sex and anal sex and oral sex to kindergartners. It's inappropriate. Now, you want to do sex education when they're teenagers? Great. I have no problem with that. But not 5-year-olds when they're in kindergarten. They don't need to see Drag Queen Story Hour and have some drag queen show them their manhood and their manhood. No, that doesn't need to be exposed to children. Let me ask you this question. What if Steven took a 5-year-old to a gentleman's club and a woman was running around portraying her boobies and her woohoo and her A? Is that okay? Oh no, that's sexual perversion, Steven. You can't do that. Oh, but you can do it in a classroom. Have some drag queen run around showing her manhood and her manhood, and that's okay. No, it is not. It is not okay. Hey, I don't care if adults want to go see that. You can go watch whatever you want, as long as it's not done publicly. Okay? There has to be a limit. Now, hey, granted, I think as Americans, we're way too uptight, especially about a woman's body. But how is it okay that you can watch The Biggest Loser and a man has 44 double Ks and he's just showing his moobs, his 44 double Ks, and that's okay, but you can't show the breast of a woman? That's how uptight we are in the United States. Look how the cup is washed out. Isn't that interesting how the light changes? Pretty smart, isn't it? I think there's a light sensor right here. It's right here. That senses how much light there is, so it knows how much to light. Isn't that interesting? All right, we got 7.5 minutes left to go in today's Rumble. This is a good one from VB. To all the Democrats about to get fired in Washington, D.C., how about you learn to code? Yeah, that's right, learn to code. Isn't that what the demented one told 10,000 pipeline workers that bribing fired on day one? Let me tell you why they shut down the Keystone Pipeline. Had nothing to do with the environment. Warren Buffett owns the trains that carries oil from Canadian oil fields to the lower 48. That's why the Keystone Pipeline was canceled. That's why construction was stopped. Because Warren Buffett makes bazillions of dollars off of those trains that carry oil. It happens here too. I see oil tankers all the time here in the Permian Basin. I live in the largest oil field in the lower 48. And here's a secret. Let me do the private creepy talk. I hear from my family that they're already ramping up production in the oil fields of West Texas. Don't tell nobody I told you now. It's just between you and me, okay? But they're already ramping up production. And you know what happens when there's more production? Gas prices go down. Guess what happens when gas prices go down? There's more supply for the existing demand. When there's more supply of oil for existing demand, gas prices go down. I don't know why I'm coughing. Probably because I got too excited again. And I'm almost out of coffee. I haven't coughed all morning. Mm-hmm. You know, I told you about this too on a previous show. And Belle Land posted this. Do you know that if you go to China, they already have a social credit system and it's been implemented for 4 years ago in some areas? Cameras catch you jaywalking and they just deduct the fine from your account. It's all extremely advanced in China. You can't hide anything from Big Brother. It's the same technology you would see in these dystopian films like Minority Report that used to seem so far out that it could never really happen. You do anything the government doesn't like and you lose points on your social credit score. This is the very opposite of freedom. It's tyranny. Yes, it's happening in China. In fact, if you have a low credit score, you can't even travel. You get on a bus in China, you have a low social credit score, and you get shamed. Your picture comes up on a screen inside the bus, and people, you know, shun you because you have a low credit score. That's what leftist idiots want to do in this nation. It kind of reminds me of cameras in the UK. In the UK, they put up cameras in neighborhoods. So the amount that you drive is how much you're taxed. You're actually charged for how much you drive. They have wanted to do that in this country. They wanted to put monitors in every vehicle in the United States, and you're going to be charged by how much you drive. Can you imagine that S? That's the biggest bunch of horse S I ever heard of. People are destroying cameras in the UK. That's right. They're destroying cameras. I've seen pictures of them. Pictures of the camera just absolutely pummeled, just absolutely destroyed. Isn't that a shame? You know, they've tried using red light cameras here in the United States. And you know what they do? They shorten the yellow light to catch you with the red light camera. Then they mail you a bill. The worst part is most of these are processed in Australia. I S you not. They're Australian companies that are installing these cameras. By shortening the yellow light, so you're going through an intersection, when there's traffic coming the other way, there have been a massive increases in head-on collisions, in T-bone collisions, in intersections where they have red light cameras, right? And so they've been taking them out of places where they had them. I've seen them before. Never seen them in West Texas. But I used to see them in Skankafornia. And it's disgusting. So, yeah, it has like a camera, some kind of infrared sensor thingy. And it has a flash that actually goes off to take your picture. So they take your picture inside your car and the license plate. Then they mail you a ticket. I F you not. That's what happens. Well, this is what they're hoping to accomplish here in the United States. That's the leftist idiots that want a freaking nanny state, you know, just like Minority Report. I reported on X earlier today that Billy Gates plans to cut down trees to save the environment. I S you not, you know. When there's more carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, trees thrive. And when plants thrive, they produce more oxygen. So why would you want to chop down billions of trees to radically address climate change? There's only one reason that you want to cut down entire forests of trees: to destroy the earth and kill humans. Idiots like Billy Gates actually believe there must be less than 500 million humans on this earth. What is there, 7-8 billion humans now? Well, the earth can only sustain less than 500 million humans, so the rest must die. That's what these idiots actually believe. I don't know if they just tell themselves this BS because they want to kill you, but there's only one reason they're burning food plants. That's right. Not just in the United States. We had a dairy burned northwest of here in Dimmitt. Something like 17,000 dairy cows were murdered, were killed. I don't see PETA. Where's PETA upset about that? Why aren't they strapping themselves to these animal farms to stop them from being burnt? Why aren't they trying to stop the destruction of food plants? They're not, because they're in on it. They're destroying food plants. Billy Gates and China are buying up farmland. I told you the story before of one of my colleagues who was approached to buy their farm. And when my colleague said, you know, this farm's been in my family for generations. They have like 10,000 acres northwest of here in West Texas. And the realtor said, oh, I'm sorry, we can't tell you that. You know why? Because it was China. That's why. So don't sell your farms to some stranger. There's only one reason they're buying up all the farms and burning food plants, and that's to kill you, to kill us, to try and save the environment. All right, well, that's going to do it for me on today's Rumble. Thank you so much for watching. I'm going to play some great music, even for the beautiful D. So you have a great day, a great night, and a great week. Yes, now you have to. Beep. That does it for the Rumble. Let's continue by playing some good music for you here on the Stephen Roy Show. Here's Peter Schilling, Major Tom.
Go. Are you sure? Control is not convinced, but the computer has the evidence. No need to abort. The countdown starts. Watching in a trance, the crew is certain, nothing left to chance. All is working, trying to relax. Up in the capsule, sent me up a drink. Jokes, Major Tom. The count goes on.
Oh my God, RFD!
Man, good men here yesterday, but they were asked to leave. So we've kept the good old vices and labored to invent a few. With cake and vulgar surplus, we can have it and eat it too.
Me. body. Problem is, I want your body like a fiend, like a bad habit. Bad habits hard to break when I'm with you. Yeah, I know I can do it on my own, but I want that real full moon, like magic, and it takes two. Problematic. Problem is, when I'm with you, I'm an addict. And I need some relief. My skin and your teeth can't see the forest through the trees. Got me down on my knees, darling, please. Oh, I'm blue-controlled when you're not next to me. I'm falling apart right in front of you. Can't you see?
Swims Lose Control on the Stephen Roy podcast. Isn't that a great song? It is. That was for D, who's here. I love you. I lose control when I'm not with you. I lose control when I'm with you. So what's up with that? Anyway, speaking of lose control, if you haven't seen it yet, I highly recommend you watch I'm Tim on The Flicks. Great show. I'm Tim. As you know, if you've listened to the show before, I'm a huge fan of Avicii. I am. I love his music. May he rest in peace forever. I was so sad to hear of his passing. 28 years old. Became world famous at 18. And that fame only grew until his passing. And his work will be eternal. Well, he did a song. I'm going to play all the songs that I have for you on the drive. But this song also applies to Dee, and she's here, so I'm going to play it for her. It's called Addicted to You from Avicii. That's right, just Tim.
Down my guard, swore I'd never fall in love again, but I fell hard. Guess I should have seen it coming, caught me by surprise. Wasn't looking where I was going, I fell into your eyes. You came into my crazy world. Addicted to you, hooked on your love, like a powerful drug, I can't get enough of. Lost in your eyes, drowning in blue, out of control, what can I do? I'm addicted to you. Midnight blows in through the window, dances round the
I tried so hard whoever thought you could have this much fun with a PC? This is RFD.
RAAA, bite me.
Denied!
From the internet to your ears, this is RFD.
Good morning! Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Well, the landslide brought me down.
Le who? The her.
I ledge of allegiance of to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republican for which in my hands with puberty and nachos. Nacho for all.
Go!
You mean illegal cable? Who told you that? What is his name I wanted? You're offering me a bribe. What you have just done is illegal. And in this state, if convicted, you could be fined up to $5,000 or spend 6 months in a correctional facility.
I'm just jerking your chain. I'll juice you up.
I am Cornholio.
It's hour number two of the Stephen Roy podcast. We're already almost 2 minutes in to the second hour. That's the rant-free second hour, as you know. Less Stephen, more good music. Let's continue with our Avicii tribute. Check him out on Flix. I'm Tim, and then you gotta see his final concert, which rocked. I know some people like D don't like that, the dance music, but... don't like the techno, but it's super good. You'll do the heebie-jeebie dance. You won't even be able to help it. So let's continue that. We'll start with the song that really made him famous, Levels. And then the cover based on that by Flo Rida and more right here. We'll be right back.
get a good feeling. Yeah. Get a feeling that I never, 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 never had before. No, no, no. I get a good feeling. Yeah. Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
God, RFD.
Straight game face, it's game day. See me running through the crowd full of melee. No trick plays.
There's nothing in this world I
real radio was never like this. This is RFD.
Feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. They tell me I'm too young to understand. They say I'm caught up in a dream. Well, life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes. So that's fine by me. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I didn't know I was lost. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I didn't know I was lost.
The others, they don't like us.
Yeah. I know.
Why?
Stay forever this young, not afraid to close my eyes. Life's a game made for everyone, and love is the prize. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I didn't know I was lost. So wake me up.
Pack your things.
Where are we going?
Thank you.
mile to the pouring rain just to see your face. I'd bear my soul to a total stranger just to sing your name. And I'm not ashamed just to love you into every morning. I would change my name. The world could see what you mean to me. I'd sing songs at the top of my voice in an empty room just to dance with you and love you into every morning. I'd leave the
say who. it's covered down. Won't be again. Ooh, and if I'm right, it's the only way to bring me back. Ooh, ooh.
Thank you. You should understand me like I understand you. Now, girl, I know the difference between right and wrong. I ain't gonna do nothing to break up our happy home. Oh, I don't get so excited when I come home a little late at night, 'cause we only act like children when we argue, fuss, and fight. Mine. Woman, you got yours too. Just trust in me like I trust in you. As long as we've been together, it should be so easy to do. Just get yourself together. Oh, and might as well say goodbye.
You don't know me.
that's going to do it for me on this week's show. Have a great day, a great evening, and a great week.
Somebody somewhere's waking up with a face full of tears.
Yes, now you have to.
'Cause everything to say has been said. There's a man in a cell staring at the walls all around. Swears somebody done put the devil in his head. There's a world going on outside the world that I'm in. I got sunrise in Texas again. Well, I feel pretty good here, laying in this bed. Some old town, I swear to God, I don't know where. I guess it's always the same old game, a truthful day. Oh yeah. There's a world going on outside the world that I'm in. I got sunrise in Texas again. There's a world going on outside the world that I'm in. I got sunrise in Texas again. There's a young girl on the street, ain't got no shoes on her feet. Don't know where she's gonna find her next meal. There's an old man wearing rags and he screams, yeah, love the ones you hate. 'Cause the end is near.
No escape, I'm my own. life giving. But I'm scared, I'm not prepared. I hyperventilate, looking for help somehow, somewhere, and no one cares. I'm my own worst enemy. I've given up.
You knew I never could forget you, girl. You always saw the blue skies past the rain clouds in my eyes. There's music in your laughter from the floor up to the rafters. You're that happy ever after I've been after my whole life. Who knows where I'd be without you? No, I just couldn't be without you. I'll just say amen. I can't count them on one hand, but honey, look there on your finger. I'd say I'm a lucky man. God made two lovers out of strangers. A little house on a little land, a little creek, a little Jeep, same old moon everybody sees. It sure ain't hard to count your blessings. Celebrated our first year together, and together still feels better than that first night we met. I never dreamed that you could be so perfectly created, girl. He made a perfect angel, and he made you just for me. Who knows where I'd be without you? No, I just couldn't be without you. I'll just say amen. I can't count them on one hand, but honey, look there on your finger. I'd say I'm a lucky man. God made two lovers out of strangers. A little house on a little land, a little creek, a little Jeep, same old moon everybody sees. It sure ain't hard to count your blessings. I can't count them on both hands, but honey, look here at this picture. I'd say we're a lucky fam. I'm thankful to be with you. A little house on a little land, a couple kids, two or three, same old song that we'll always sing. It sure ain't hard to count your blessings. Oh, always take time to count your blessings.
Lord bless you and keep. Make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you.
Your children and their children.